Hi everyone, I'm Debbie Roberts, owner and financial advisor at Property Apprentice. Join us today for the Week in Review, where I talk about current events for the everyday investor and home buyer. Our topics for this week, topic number one from the New Zealand Herald on the 5th of March, Auckland houses for sale flood the market, hit 11-year peak. Topic number two from Good Returns on the 7th of March, ANZ Zollner, be careful what you wish for on house prices. Topic number three from the New Zealand Herald on the 7th of March, done and dusted. More Kiwis believe housing market downturn is over despite the sluggish market, ASB survey. Topic number four from Good Returns on the 5th of March, mortgage arrears rising but still low. And topic number five from News Hub on the 6th of March, major bank BNZ cuts some home loan rates to keep up with competitors. The first up for this week in review from the New Zealand Herald on the 5th of March, Auckland houses for sale flood the market, hit 11-year peak. Auckland's real estate market's experiencing a notable surge in housing listings, reaching an 11-year peak with 5,382 properties now available through one agency, Barfoot & Thompson. This marks a significant increase from January's 1,221 listings. New listings per month have nearly doubled from last year's average of 1,325 to 2,255 in February. Managing Director Peter Thompson notes that this abundance of listings hasn't been seen in over a decade and surpasses the number of active buyers in the market. This surge began in August and has steadily increased, providing buyers with options. February saw the highest number of new listings since prices peaked in November 2021. Average sale prices in Auckland remain relatively stable at $1.08 million in January and $1.1 million in February. Contrary to expectations, the increased supply hasn't depressed prices. While the Reserve Bank has kept the official cash rate unchanged, major banks like ASB and ANZ are reducing some home lending rates, potentially stimulating further market activity. Recent economic indicators suggest the Reserve Bank may consider rate cuts sooner than anticipated as inflation remains subdued and economic risks are more balanced. However, despite these market dynamics, many New Zealanders are facing financial strain, with mortgage and credit arrears climbing higher. So my thoughts on this are that although there are less buyers in the market, that's an absolute winning position for the buyers that are able to purchase in the current market. So, you know, more listings and decreasing interest rates, that's a win-win in my book. And still, you know, with interest rates expected to reduce further as time goes on, your mortgage payment is only going to get cheaper over time from here. But, you know, as soon as more buyers enter that market, expect house prices to start increasing at that point. I'd rather pay a higher interest rate for a shorter period of time than a higher mortgage over a longer period of time. Second topic from Good Returns on the 7th of March, ANZ Zollner, be careful what you wish for on house prices. Sharon Zollner, Chief Economist at ANZ Bank New Zealand, cautioned those advocating for more affordable house prices, warning them to be careful what you wish for. Despite a 16% nominal drop in house prices since the November 2021 peak, inflation mitigated this decline, resulting in a more significant 25% decrease in real terms. Zollner highlighted that to return house prices to their 2010 levels in real terms and relative to wages, prices would need to halve. Achieving 1992 price levels would require a staggering 70% drop. The public's tolerance for such drastic adjustments is questionable. Housing Minister Chris Bishop aims to make homes more affordable over a 10 to 20 year period by increasing housing supply, targeting a range of 3 to 5 times household incomes. Currently, house prices are over 8 times incomes in Auckland and nearly 7 times elsewhere, down from peak levels of more than 12 times and over 9 times respectively. Zollner emphasised that debt servicing ratios remain lower than pre-global financial crisis or GFC levels, with forecasted peaks at about 11 times nominal disposable incomes compared to the pre-GFC peak of 16%. Despite wages and benefits keeping pace with inflation, consumer confidence is low due to inflationary concerns. While some individuals have experienced significant increases in mortgage payments, overall resilience in the housing sector has prevented widespread financial distress. Zollner noted that the Reserve Bank's previous significant increase in the official cash rate peaked at 8.25% in July 2007 and remained at that level until July 2008. Speculation regarding whether the current OCR has peaked at 5.5% is contingent on inflation trends. Zollner incorrectly anticipated a recent OCR hike based on hawkish signals from the Reserve Bank officials, but was surprised by the central bank's dovish tone and forecasts in its latest monetary policy statement. If you'd like to learn more about investing in property, join me at one of our free events called How to Succeed with Property Investing. I'll discuss strategies for successful investing from my perspective as a financial advisor, available live online or in person in our office in Ellerslie, Auckland. Check out propertyapprentice.co.nz for upcoming dates and register today. We don't sell property, so it's all about increasing your knowledge to reduce your risk. If you've already been to one of our free events or you'd like to find out more about how we can help you to reach your financial goals, you can also book a no-obligation phone call or meeting with my husband, Paul Roberts, via the website. That's propertyapprentice.co.nz. Third topic for this week in review from the New Zealand Herald on the 7th of March, done and dusted. More Kiwis believe housing market downturn is over despite the sluggish market, ASB survey. The New Zealand housing market is showing signs of a turnaround despite sluggish sales volumes. ASB's recent housing confidence survey reveals increasing confidence among New Zealanders, with a net 51% expecting house prices to rise. That's the highest level since October 2021. ASB senior economist Kim Mundy notes that many view the recent downturn as concluded, especially in Auckland, where a net 56% anticipate higher prices. However, nationwide, expectations for price increases are evident. Mundy cautions that while house prices are likely to continue rising, the growth rate is expected to be more subdued compared to the upswing seen in 2020 and 2021. Partly due to persistent high interest rates. Despite expectations for continued high rates, only a net 15% of respondents anticipate further rate hikes, indicating a perception that rate peaks may be nearing. Regarding the timing for property purchases, opinions are divided. 51% stating it's neither a good time nor a bad time to buy. This uncertainty has persisted since the end of 2022, influenced by various factors, including market conditions, policy changes and affordability concerns. January's Real Estate Institute figures show a 1% increase in the Rhine's House Price Index, but annual price growth remains modest at 2%, with prices effectively stabilising since September. So again, all of this points to the fact that people who are active in the market at the moment stand a really good chance of getting a good deal compared to what it might look like in a few months from now when more people are looking at purchasing a property, for example, if interest rates start to decrease at that point. Fourth topic for this week in review from Good Returns on the 5th of March, mortgage arrears are rising but still low. According to data from credit company Centrix, the number of homeowners behind on mortgage repayments exceeded 21,800 last month, marking a 16% increase compared to the previous year. Mortgage arrears reached 1.47%. That's the highest level since March 2020, before the onset of COVID-19, when arrears were at 1.49%. Despite the rise in mortgage arrears, they remain relatively low historically. However, there's a decrease in new household lending, down by 8% year on year. Reserve Bank data indicates a significant decline in mortgage lending, with $3.4 billion lent in January. That's down 35.6% from December and considerably lower than January 2021's $6.4 billion. First home buyers are also borrowing less, with the average mortgage loan dropping by 9%. To $540,000 in the fourth quarter of last year, compared to a peak of 594,000 in the first quarter of 22 during the COVID property market boom. Centric's Managing Director Keith McLaughlin suggests that the increase in mortgage arrears indicates a normalisation trend. Despite the rise in arrears, there hasn't been a significant increase in mortgagee sales. However, there's still a risk, especially with 55% of existing mortgages expected to face higher interest rates over the next year. McLaughlin highlights an increase in mortgage stress among business sole proprietors, many of whom are relying on home equity to fund their businesses. This trend could pose long-term financial challenges for these owners. The overall financial strain is evident across Kiwi households and businesses, particularly impacting younger demographics due to the ongoing cost of living pressures. So again, for those people that are active in the market and are able to get lending at the moment, there's potentially some good opportunities out there. You could help someone out of a difficult situation and also secure a new home or new investment for yourself. Fifth topic for this week in review from News Hub on the 6th of March, major bank BNZ cut some home loan rates to keep up with competitors. BNZ recently announced reductions in some of its mortgage rates, aligning with similar moves by its competitors. The adjustments affect fixed home loans spanning from 6 months to 2 years. These changes came after the Reserve Bank's decision to maintain the official cash rate, the OCR, at 5.5%. For customers with at least 20% equity, BNZ introduced new rates. The 6 month term now stands at 7.29%, down from 7.39%, while 1 year terms dropped to 7.24%. Additionally, the special 18 month rate decreased to 6.89%, and the 2 year special rates reached 6.79%, undercutting ASB's 6.85%. These special rates apply to both residential owner-occupied homes and investors. For those outside the 20% equity bracket, BNZ also implemented rate reductions. Despite concerns about a potential property glut, ANZ and ASB had already cut some of their home lending rates earlier this week. Additionally, BNZ adjusted rates for 1 year to 5 year term deposits, with the 1 year rate dropping to 6% and the 5 year rate declining to 5.1%. The world of property investing is constantly evolving, and those who prioritise ongoing education are better equipped to thrive and achieve their financial goals. If you'd like to learn more about property investing, attend our How to Succeed with Property Investing event. We provide the most recent property market information during these 2 hour workshops. And what's more, as an experienced property investor and financial advisor myself, I'll be sharing valuable insights and expert tips to help you on your journey. Of course, the better way to keep up and up to date and in touch with what's going on is to become a client of ours at Property Apprentice. But our free events do cater to all levels of property investors and first home buyers. And I'll tell you more about how we can help our clients to achieve their financial goals. So if you're interested in finding out more about what we do, head along to propertyapprentice.co.nz right now and secure your spot to register for one of our events. Alternatively, book that no obligation phone call or meeting with my husband, Paul Roberts, through our website, propertyapprentice.co.nz. Thanks for listening.